Hare Krishna from Ujjain, middle of GBC meetings, at the beginning of one. And question here from Ratna says, how to overcome pride, selfishness, and negative thinking. To one degree or another, we're all proud. It's just a matter of degree, because we're here in this material world, which means that somehow or another we got into this consciousness that we're the Supreme, or that we can become independent of the Supreme, or that we even have the right to be independent enjoyers. So here we are. And in the material world, you got different people who are at different stages of prideness, or sometimes we say that someone's humble, and let me just finish this. So unless we see things in proper perspective, then it doesn't really work. The proper perspective is to see that, yes, we are Nitya Krishna Das. We are Krishna's eternal servants. And that therefore we should be the servants of his servants. And by serving Krishna's servants, then we'll get a good idea of how to overcome pride. And of course, selfishness, yes, that also comes along with this pride, because then you think, well, I should be the center. I'm selfish. I'm the focus. And negativity, it leads to negativity towards others, that other people are less worthy. But it requires strong intelligence. It requires good intelligence to free us from the influence of the false ego. And that will come by studying Shastra, reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and then rendering service to Vaishnavas. That will ensure that we're in a proper state of consciousness in Krishna consciousness, not that in our own self consciousness. Hare Krishna. That's it in brief, and more tomorrow.